Now to another immigrant community, this one in Maine. The state's become home to a small but growing population of South Asians. Maine Public Radio's Patty White brings us a story of how one Hindu community is establishing its ethnic and religious roots there.
Except from the sign outside, you wouldn't likely suspect that the old Universalist church in a suburb of Portland, Maine, is now a Hindu temple. It's still got that classic New England church look with its white wooden clapboards. But step inside and see a space recently transformed by colorful streamers and garlands, portraits of Hindu gods, and music. It's the last day of a week-long celebration honoring Lord Ganesha, a Hindu deity. And Devin Bhatt, the president of the temple, says it's a fitting festival for the community.
Lord Ganesha is considered the remover of obstacles, and God knows we have had so many obstacles in our way.
It's because Maine's Hindu population isn't that big. There are only estimates of its size, from several hundred families to a couple thousand Hindus. But it's growing, and now Bhatt says the community's finally managed to establish its first public temple.
If you are in a bigger city, there is power in numbers. Here, because of the small community, the affordability, like how do you buy and do that?
It used to be that Hindus here would drive hours out of state to go to temple, or they'd hold celebrations in their homes. It was clear that a communal space in Maine was needed. So last December, when members spotted the old vacant Universalist church, they snapped it up. Bhatt says the place felt right.
I think the first feeling that comes to my heart, I feel it's very peaceful, the vibrations that I believe of the place that has been place of worship for 100-plus years.
To buy the church, the community needed to raise an extra $40,000. They collected that cash in just 10 days. Now, volunteers oversee the temple. On a recent afternoon, I met with Nagina Sawant. She rolls out mats in front of an altar for Lord Ganesha. Though she's a busy mom and doesn't drive, she finds rides or takes a bus to temple to clean and prepare for festivals.
We wanted a place to worship. We wanted a place where our children can all come together. Worship, socialize, culture, enhance their knowledge, you know, because otherwise we had to go all the way to Massachusetts to visit gods and to pray and to worship and to enjoy festivals.
So now Maine offers a space to worship on top of what already draws many Hindus to the state, good jobs and quality of life. Krishan Verma came to Maine 25 years ago for college, became a psychiatrist and never left. He and his wife Rashmi remember when they only had a few Hindu friends here.
Community was very small, and they used to have a group get together at their place in Harrison, I believe.
25 people, hardly.
Right, hardly.
Yeah, now we have a big, huge community, yeah. I will say, comparison to what we used to have.
Temple President Devin Bhatt came to Maine for an IT job, like many other Indians, after the tech boom. Though he's only been in Maine for a couple years, he's lived in the U.S. for almost 30. He says that being part of the smaller, tight-knit Hindu community here has actually allowed him to rediscover his cultural identity.
I have done more kirtans and chanting here in 3.5 years than I ever did in my entire life.
Bhatt says he hopes the new Maine Hindu Temple, as it's called, will foster further growth in the local Hindu community. They've already opened their doors to other faiths and curious passersby.
We had a few people who walk in like, hey, I just saw the sign, and I didn't know that this place existed here, and I know about this, and I practice this, and can I come? And it just gives me so much joy.
Bhatt tells me that he once feared losing his Hindu culture in the U.S., now he says he's not afraid of that anymore. For The World, I'm Patty White in Portland, Maine.
Patty's story is part of our ongoing Global Nation coverage about a changing America and its people. You can join the Global Nation conversation. Tweet us at PRI Global Nation.